Part 2, Noise, Elimination, and the Legibility of Cause. 4. When Noise Stopped Being the Villain. By the time Klaus Hasselmann entered the picture, physics already knew that weather was chaotic. What remained unresolved was a deeper worry. If the fast, visible behavior of a system is wildly unpredictable, how can its slow, long-term behavior be trusted at all? For a long time, noise was treated as an embarrassment. Something to be averaged away, filtered out, or ignored if possible. Hasselmann proposed something more daring. He suggested that the chaos of weather should not be excluded from climate models, but built into them. In his approach, rapid fluctuations were treated as noise, not as ignorance, but as a physical ingredient. Much like the random jostling of molecules that produces diffusion, the fast randomness of weather could drive slow, systematic changes in the climate system. This was a reversal of instinct. Noise was no longer the thing that destroyed understanding. It was the thing that revealed which structures could endure. Through the framework developed in this book, Hasselmann's move is immediately recognizable. Noise functions as an eliminator. Unstable patterns are torn apart quickly. Only those compatible with large-scale constraints survive repeated disturbance. Randomness does not create structure. It removes what cannot hold. 5. Elimination made practical. What made Hasselmann's contribution especially powerful was that it did not remain philosophical. Once noise was treated correctly, climate models could be tested not by short-term accuracy, but by long-term statistical behavior. The question shifted from "can you predict next week" to "does this pattern persist over decades?" This change had a profound consequence. It allowed physics to distinguish between different causes, even in the presence of overwhelming variability. Volcanic eruptions leave one kind of trace. Solar variation leaves another. Greenhouse gases leave a third. These are not precise trajectories. They are persistent signatures. Within the framework lens, this is a crucial moment. Persistence becomes evidence. When a signal survives elimination by noise, when it remains visible after averaging, perturbation, and scale change, it earns the right to be treated as causal. This is not because it is large. It is because it does not disappear. 6. Fingerprints and responsibility. The Nobel paper uses the word fingerprints, and it is a well-chosen metaphor. You do not identify a person by predicting their next movement. You identify them by patterns that remain despite variation, ridges, whirls, scars. In climate science, Hasselmann's methods made it possible to do something previously thought impossible, to attribute responsibility in a chaotic system. The question was no longer whether humans influenced the climate in principle, but whether that influence left a distinct, surviving mark. It did. Through the framework of this book, this result follows naturally. If a cause is real, it must survive interaction with everything else. If it vanishes under perturbation, it is not structurally significant. Human influence on climate did not vanish. It persisted. That persistence is what made it legible. 7. A quiet shift in what physics accepts as proof. Before this work, many physicists believed, often implicitly, that causation required control. If you could not isolate a variable cleanly, if you could not run the system forward and backward at will, your claims would always feel provisional. Hasselmann's work weakened that assumption. It showed that causation can be inferred from survival, not manipulation. A signal that endures noise, scale change, and aggregation has passed a stronger test than one observed only in ideal conditions. This is not a lowering of standards. It is a more realistic one. Within the framework developed earlier, this marks a transition from explanation by design to explanation by elimination. The system itself performs the experiment. Physics learns to read the outcome.